How do you motivate change? 5 ideas that will help. Have you ever tried to roll out a change at work and didn't get much response? Let me give you a quick example. A client of mine decided it was critical that his team started actively tracking their time, at least at a high level. He needed to know what they were working on, whether it was billable or not, and which client it was supporting. He had a lot of good reasons for wanting to make the change: improved billing, better forecasting for his cash flow, a better sense of, where his employees were getting stuck. And it really wasn't a big change, maybe a couple of minutes a day at the most, that he was asking for. The result? About half of his staff started complying, although not consistently, and the other half just couldn't seem to get it done. They weren't being defiant, it just wasn't something that was convenient or top of mind. Motivation and change are challenging. We're hardwired to fall into habitual behavior. Think about the last time you brushed your teeth. Did you consciously think about any of that process? Probably not. However, that doesn't mean change is impossible. Here are 5 ways to think about change and motivation that might spark something for your situation. Number 1, change the path, change the environment. It doesn't take much of an impediment to change or to keep a certain behavior. If you're addicted to ice cream bars and you decide they're not good for you, willpower might be able to keep you from eating them some of the time. But if you take them out of your environment completely, make it difficult to have one, it's a lot more likely that you'll stop eating those for good. Find ways to make the behavior that you want to encourage easier to do. Number 2. Look for the bright spot. Build on what works. It's likely that you're sometimes getting the outcome you want. Maybe you have a team of 5 salespeople, and 2 of them are successfully selling your new product, and the other 3 haven't made any progress. Rather than deciding that the product is a bust, or that you've got 3 bad salespeople, take a few minutes to figure out what your 2 successful salespeople, your bright spots, are doing to make it work. Are they talking to different people? Using a different angle for the sale? Packaging it differently? It may just turn out to be luck and coincidence, but it's more likely that you'll find something that you can use. Number 3. Plan ahead. Focus your willpower. There have been a bunch of studies that show that your willpower is a finite but renewable resource. When you've had a challenging day, when you're tired, when you're hungry, it becomes a lot more difficult to step up and do the right thing just based on willpower. Knowing that, it becomes important to recognize when you're most likely to fail at implementing a change and plan around it. Let's say you've committed to writing a weekly blog article, but you know it's almost impossible to concentrate at the end of the day. Block out time on your calendar, first thing in the morning, to give yourself a clear, uninterrupted window to write. Number 4. Make it fun. Australian software company Atlassian came up with a concept they call FedEx Days, where once a quarter they give their software developers 24 hours to work on whatever they want. It could be a new product, to fix a problem, whatever. The only rule is they have to deliver, that's the FedEx part. They present their idea at the end of 24 hours, on a Friday afternoon, in front of the whole company with cake, beverages, winning, and the winning idea gets recognition and a prize. Atlassian credits a huge part of their growth and their success to the ideas that come out of these fun team events. Number 5. Think big. Why are you here? It turns out that most of us, once we're making enough money, are really motivated to do our best work because of big ideas. If you want to tap into that extra well of energy, inspiration, and ideas that all of us have, then you need to find a way to think big. What's the big idea behind your business, beyond just making money? Why was it started? What makes you get up in the morning? How are you helping people, and is that a worthwhile cause? The more you can tap into the big idea, the more people on your team who also buy into that big idea will give you their heart, soul, and free time to make that idea come to life. What happened to my client who wanted better time tracking? He found a way to automate collecting the time for most of the work, leaving just a quick review and a send at the end of the day. He basically made it easy. He changed the environment to make it easier and faster, and now almost everyone is actively tracking all of their hours, and soon it'll be a habit for him. How do you make change happen in your world? How do you motivate your team to take the right actions? We'd love to hear your thoughts. Leave us the comments with how this impacts your world. I'm Sean Kincaid with Aspire Business Development, and thanks for listening.